Lochlov. If you share the Goy Pesach not for the eaters, Vishlovriyav, nor for the subscribers, La Reim, or for the purpose of Arelim, Lutzmeim, or people at Tame, all these are puzzles. Exclusively for those purposes. Lochlim, Vishlovriyav, if you share them for the purpose of eaters. Am I in the wrong place? Did you skip Thursday? Fox tells the official page keeper. I cannot rely on your records. Only Dr. Fidel's counts. Okay.
Haven't you Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah. You're not going to be here Thursday either. I can't give shoot to the wall. So only Wednesday. Wednesday you'll be here? You go to St. Louis? Sure you can't wait till Thursday? Now they have an incentive to wait because they're not going to be sheer on Thursday night. All right. Shach shalom lochlav shalom riyam areim l'tmeim puzzle. Lochlav shalom lochlav if the eaters are non-eaters, l'mriyam shalom riyam. No, it's part kosher and part puzzle, either because part ochlim and part non-ochlim, or part subscribers and part non-subscribers. L'mulim for people who are circumcised, are reilim and uncircumcised. L'tmeim for people who are tamei, l'tar people who are tar. Kosher, all these things, since there's a mixture of kosher and puzzle, it's kosher. Shachto kodem chatzos, if you share it before midday, puzzle. Shem rabo bein arbaim, it says in twilight. Not twilight, afternoon. Kodem letomid, if you share it in the afternoon, but before the tomid, it's kosher. Uvachi echom maris medam, however, somebody should be mixing the blood. Hachi zorek dam atomid, until the blood of the tomid is thrown on the mizbeach. V'imizrak, but the evidence, the blood of the peso is thrown on the mizbeach before the blood of the tamid, you know, it's not supposed to kosher token. Lingmar is going to discuss all this. How do we know they have the chef for the purpose of the eaters? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishem, Rabbi Shmuel, Ish lefi ochlo tochusu. And tochusu we learn, Am Rabbi Yeshua Loshon Sursi, it's the Sursi dialect, whatever that is. Kodem Shom El Chaver, like a friend, this person says to his friend, Kos li es atlei azen, Kos means shecht. So shechit has to be for ochlim. Ketchet shlolochlav, what's a shlolochlav? Shach l'shoim koli, he's a subscriber, but he's sick, so he can't eat kazayis. Hashem zokin, or an old man, shen yuchoyen yuchoyim l'chok kazayis, needs to be l'chid kazayis, they're not ochlim. Ketchet shlolochlav, what's a shchita for not for subscribers? Shach l'shoim b'nei chabura acheres, you shach it for another chabura. That's important. Shach l'shoim chabura acheres, for another chabura. Okay, it's going to be important in a few minutes. Hadamar, now this teaches us, shakotan, yeh shlominian libso. A katan, if he's part of a chabura and he can't eat, he's shech for his purpose, or even if he's not part of the chabura, he's shech for a katan, he can't eat, he's possible because he can't be an ochel. Hadamra, same thing, person is distant from Yerushalayim, the shachta lishmo, and he's shech for his purpose, possible because he cannot eat. Even if it's the menia, that which is keeping away from him is distance, supposed to kashrus or capacity, that in and of itself is enough to make him a person who can't be an ochel. Yeah, okay, fine, but if he's there now, you're shechted for somebody who's no way can make it, and he's one of the critical members, so that's no good. Hadar Mara, this Hadar Mara is Hadar Messiah Ledroime. It's a Messiah to people from the south. The Droime, I mean the people in the south, said, Imurin Sha'avdu M'chashim Lohem V'Kavishin Kayomin. People who, if you lost the Imurim of a carbon, you can still make Pigo by thinking to be mocking those Imurim at the wrong time or wrong place. Even though they're gone. But the hypothetical thought concerning them is sufficient to make it Pigo. The same thing is true here, even though this guy is not here, but they're Rechaika. But the hypothetical thought to give him to eat and he cannot eat, possibly your carbon. Okay, just like over there, Shalokh loves so to hear vis-a-vis people. Hadamara. Now our Mishnah teaches us, getting back to our Mishnah. Shachtov, you shech the Korban Pesach, Shetochi mir chati chabura so. Now remember, we said Lochlov, Lemnuyev, Shalom Nuyev means for another, Shalom Nuyev means for another chabura, right? What if you shecht it for part of the, and Lemnuyev, Shalom Lemnuyev, therefore would mean what? For this chabura and for another chabura. What if you did something really stupid, and you shechted for part of your chabura? You got that question?
Which means if you had a conscious thought.
Only half of the chabur. And the other chabur should be ena moichlim. Okay? That was your thought. It took me a long time to figure out this gemara. Is it puzzle? It's a question, actually. No. In other words, you want to apply for our Mishnah. The implication of our Mishnah is that Shachta, if he's only b'shecht for a Chabura, your Chabura and another Chabura is exactly Limnuyev Shlom Ruyev that's kosher. But if you shecht for half of your Chabura, that's possible. He says that's not the implication of our Mishnah. Don't learn our Mishnah that way. The implication of our Mishnah is that if your entire Chabura couldn't eat because they're all choilim, so then apostles, right? But if they're not all choilim, and then if you shechted, say, for your chabur which cannot eat, and for another chabur which can eat, they're oichlim, right? Because lemnuyev shlonim nuyev is not the same as ochlov and shlol ochlov. Could be a shech for your chabur which is choilim, and for another chabur which is oichlim. And that was your attempt to say that that's kosher. So now the Mishnah says that that's possible. Right? The Mishnah says, where people in Chabura can eat, and you shecht it for your Chabura and the other Chabura, that's kosher. And what it comes to imply is that, but as long as people in your Chabura can eat, but if everybody in your Chabura is sick, that's no good. But no implication should be derived for our Mishnah, this would be the case where you shecht it for half of your Chabura. Okay? Again, the whole question is the implication of the Mishnah. So his implication was only if you shechted for your chabur in totality, and the other chabur, and another chabur, then it's kosher. You shechted for half your chabur, it's possible, right? He says, no, that's not the implication of our Mishnah. The implication of our Mishnah is if you shechted for your entire chabura, which are eaters, and another chabura, which is not menuyim, of course, then it's kosher. But if your whole chabura was choilin, even if you including another chabur, it does you no good. And therefore, the carbon is possible, right? Amar Lehi, so he said, you know what, if that's the case, now, the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Rabinowitz here, he changed this, L'shem b'nei chabura choylin. It's not necessary, it means the same thing. Right? Amar Lehi, Nisle l'shem b'nei chabura choylin, or psulin. If that's the case, you want to tell me a chiddush about that, why didn't you tell me explicitly? I want something like that should have been explicit. It's very, very much sledgehammer-ish to put that into the Mishnah. The Mishnah don't say nothing about it in Fire Chabura being choilin. Whatever you want that to be the inference in the Mishnah, somebody should have said something about that more explicitly. So he said the very interesting answer. He said, you're right. Now, a lot of people disagree with him, but I'm about to say, they don't say that this is a chazorah, but the Pasha says that it is a chazorah. Amr Rabbi Lezer said, you know what, you're right. So I have a very interesting case. Our Mishnah, which says, Lemnuyev Shlo Lemnuyev is kosher, has another inference. What's the inference it has? Let's say the Rambam says explicitly, Rambam brings out his case and they say his Makor is Yushami. It's really like the next case in the Gemara. Let me read the next case and make it easier. Amr Lev Shusham Ksheim, they worship Ksheim, Mishach Lashem Sulim, Mishach Lashem Sulim. Amr Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer said, really this is an explanation, Masnisa B'Shashach Tol Ochlov, Niskaper Bol Ochlov, Shlol Ochlov. Our Mishnah is when you shech the Froichlim, and then it was consumed by och niskapa here means there's no kapara by corn paste, it means consumed. Niskapa by lochlim shalol lochlim. And that was eaten by ochlim and nainam lochlim, that's okay. But you shechter for the ridge from the gitko, niskapa for the intent of lochlim shalol lochlim apostle. But if you shechted for the people who you, also for people who are apostle to begin with, it's no good. In other words, when you can partake of it, when the people who partake of it later on are partially apostle, or the people who can't eat a kazayis, whatever the case may be, that's okay. Then it's going to be ochla v'shol ochla. But if originally you had in mind for those people who cannot eat, then that's very bad. It doesn't work. And the Rambam says explicitly, Rambam says, yeah.
The people have to be intentionally able to
eat. Right. Right, they have to be potentially able to eat, and if not, they're possible. Let me find that inside. Yeah, listen, it's amazing Chiddush, but look at listen to the way he says it, the Rambam. I'll explain it. One second. He says here. One second. He says, "Afilu chabur shamea, chabur of 100 people, ve'ein kol echad mehem yochel lechol kazayis. If not everyone can eat a kazayis, ain't shaykh in aleim. Now let the shaykh for them. No." No, if you have, because of cholim, right. You have 99 healthy people, one person who's sick, and shech. So it's really, that we never saw such a thing in the Bavli. Bavli, we didn't push it. Even if half the chabur can eat, half the chabur can't eat, it's fine, it's kosher carbon. But the Rambam learns to this Yerushalmi that that's not the case. He says that with shayushom k'shem, what the Mishnah is inferring, by lemnuyav v'lishalo lemnuyav, meaning, for my chabura and another chabura, is if in my chabura I have some people who can eat and some people who cannot eat, no good. Everybody has to be suitable to eat. L'maise b'shas achila, do they have to be able to eat? No. But b'shas shchita, I have to have in mind all the people who can potentially eat. It's a very interesting thing. L'maise, let's say 75 people can eat and 25 cannot. I'm not allowed to have them in my time shchita. But if I, later on, if they were Benuyim, I think, I'm not sure. Maybe if they were subscribers, they can't be back later on if they get healed. Because after all, they were subscribers. And Lo'achlev is Lo'achlev is kosher. But if I had that in mind, had them in mind at the time, I shechted, that's no good. So again, the bottom line is that I think that that's what the Mishnah of the Gemara is saying here. It's because it says, tochami menu chati chaburoso. I want to say it's possible. No, that's okay. I don't have to have a mind for the chabura. The kohen, it's not like, remember we said, it's not like the chosen under the chuppah. He doesn't have to have a list of names of the guys who are being included in the chabura. He just says, no, there's Tom, Dick, and Harry. Maybe there's Bob also. But he just says, no, Tom, Dick, and Harry. What happens afterwards? Bob will eat Ishkefela. So the same thing here. So, however, if Bob is a choleth, and he has a mind to include Bob the Choyl on it, part Psulim, Psar, part Shem, that's no good. What I'm adding on now is maybe the Bob is a Choyl on now, and therefore you cannot have a thought on him, and by the time the Achila rolls around 2 hours later, he gets healed, now it's like an acute case of diarrhea, can't eat, and then he can eat, so maybe then, but that's okay. Okay?
He was not
meal
at the time.
Well, he was Menon Money. He was money, but the kohen didn't have it in his mind because he couldn't eat. But he was still a money. He had not relinquished his subscription. Yes, that's what it boils down to. What the Mishnah was machshir, when it says Muriyav Shalom Muriyav, that said it's kosher, right? That's only if it's another chabur altogether. But in this chabur, I can only shech for the people who are suitable to eat. I can shech for half of the chabur, that's okay. But I have to be half of the pir chabura, which can eat the carbon, not the half which cannot eat. Okay? Now, for some reason, I'm going to repeat the sugya in Lamed Hem and Aleph. I don't know why, but that's what the sugya means here. That's not bad. It wasn't too difficult, right? It took me an hour just looking at it this morning. It was possible to figure it out. Okay. Rabbi Simloi. Very interesting one. Perhaps one of the more interesting ones we had. and the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Simloy asked the Rabbi Yonis on the following one. Rabbi Simloy, can Rabbi Yonis then? Now, we had a similar mice in the Bavli, interestingly, which I'm sure we all forgot because the Bavli wasn't as important. But then in the Me'ilah, actually, it's not. Oh, that's how I forgot it. It's not in Pesachim, it's in Me'ilah. But in Me'ilah, the mice there says Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Simloy asked the Rabbi Yonis on Amar Leis, he said, Alfon Hagadato, teach me Hagadato. Amar Leis. Look at this. Meseres biyodi me'aveisai. I have a meseiro. Shlolulame agado. I don't teach agadato. Lola Bavli, not the Babylonians. Lola droimi, nor the people from the south. The south, by the way, is Lud. Shengase ruach, because they're haughty. Umiyute Torah, and they have little Torah. Va'at, and you, nardoi v'darvador. You're from the Idol, you were from Babylonian origin, and you live in Lut. You expect me to teach you a Garata? Vasfarachut was no Shaykhs. Lieberman has a long piece in which he proves it. Because in parallel, Gemara Me'ilah, which is far less descriptive, but it says, Ad Miludoi, Miludoiat. Okay? So he has a whole long piece in it. Amar Leis, he said, okay, fine. If you don't want to teach me a gata, tell me a shtickle toy. Chada milsa. My be lishmo vishlo lishmo. Why would I share the corn lishmo and shlo lishmo? The corn pesach is possible. My be ochlo vishlo ochlo vish is kosher. Now, I think what he's really asking him is if you don't want to teach me, I got it to teach me lomdus. Okay, I want a derech halimut from you. Not I got it to teach me a derech halimut in lomdus. Because look at Rabbi Yonis and answer, they're very lomdish. Amar Leis, he says, lishmo vishlo lishmo psula migufo. Right, did I skip? Shlo psula migufo. Tzarech psula in the? Psula in the? In the chavtza, lochlev shloish lochlev psulo meyachirim from others. It's a psul in the gavra. See, he was teaching him a brisker derech halimut. He goes further. Shlolishmo v'shlolishmo. Yeah. I know, I'm just obviously other lit facts use it besides the briskers. The briskers are famed for this work. You know what I heard from my brother? It's totally irrelevant. Once you bring up Blazer Telzer, Blazer Telzer died in London. He's buried in London. He died on a fundraising trip. They say that before he died, I guess as his dying, he cursed the city of London. That there should be no viable yeshiva there because they didn't help him support Telz and maybe died out of Yeush. And because the yeshiva was in dire straits at the time and closed actually short time after his death temporarily. So then they say that since then there's never been a successful yeshiva in the city of London. Okay. I find it hard to believe, but that's what my brother told me. So, what? I don't know. We don't know. They say that Rabbanu Kotler cursed the Kennedys. How long did he... Was it the hockey curse or the Muldoon curse? How long did that last? Wasn't there a curse at the Blackhawks? Wasn't it the Blackhawks? Which one of the... I think it was a curse on the Blackhawks. No. I think there's a curse named the Muldoon curse. Check it out. There's a hockey curse that the Chicago Blackhawks should never win a Stanley Cup again after that win. What? They won one. Yeah, but I think it was the Blackhawks who were cursed. Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know. These curses will work for a long time. Maybe it was the Rangers. Maybe you're right. I don't remember who it was. So my kiss is not as good. Okay, lishmo v'shlo lishmo. That's one chil. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo. Lishmo ain't at yochel lover psula. This is a mamish, a beautiful lump to shechil. One of them is going to reject it. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo ain't yochel lover psula. You can't identify the psula. The psula and the not psula are mixed together. They're bonded. They're fused. However, these are the psulim, these are the ksher, since that's separable, so therefore it's considered to be distinct, and you can isolate kashrus. In the case of lishmo, the entire thing is contaminated. That's no good. But by ochem shochem, certain I can identify what part is contaminated and what is not. That's why there it's kosher. Beautiful chiluk. Yeah, but he's not doing the tangibility though. He's dealing with the emphasis is on the love or psula mitoch hesher. You can choose the pasul out of the kosher. You can identify and isolate it. Okay? Lishmo v'shlo, lishmo, you know the chiluk. Lishmo v'shlo, lishmo is noy b'chol kachim. It's true by all kachim. All kachim, lishmo v'shlo, lishmo, have this this problem. That they have to be lishmo and not shlo lishmo. As opposed to ochle v'shel, now it's not exactly true. Chatos has to be lishmo v'lishmo. But the thing is that it means in the general sense. Because the only other korban which must be lishmo is chatos. It means to already be the korban to be a valid korban, though. You have to shecht it for the right reasons. If you shecht it olah shlo lishmo, it's a valid korban, but lo olah b'ilim shem chova, and so on and so forth, right? So the question of lishmo applies to other kachin. Lo olah shlo lishmo chov ein olah b'ilim shem chova, it's only by Pesach, and therefore it cannot inherently pass the korban. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Mina dod Rabbi Lezer." From Rabbi Lezer's statement, "At shomat tarte." Liman has girsa at shomat tarte, which is nice. It means the same thing regardless. What it means is two of those nice lumdish answers don't hold water. The my Rabbi Lezer again. Our Rabbi Lezer we had just a few lines ago. Matnisa our mission to shecht the loachlav is kapel loachlav shloachlav. Our mission to shecht it for the yoichlim, in order that and then the people who both ochlin and enam ochlin consumed it later on. I'll be shalom, 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 scarbo, loch of a shalocho, that you shalt it from the get go with the intent of loch of shalocho, possible, then it's no good. Hare, now, in this case, Rabbi Lezer, so about a case of Hare Psul Machmas Achim. The psul is in the gavlis. That yo love or psul mitol shero, and he can sort out the psul from the ksherim. So how can you possibly say that it's completely and irrevocably possible, like the Rambam Paskins Elokini? So if you all your lum the shetera, only one of your answers works. The most baobatish answer, which is kini lishmo v'lishmo 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 v'lishmo, that the psul of lishmo can apply to all karbanas. Loch l'vsholoch l'v einanoy l'pesach, only applies to Pesach. I'm Rabbi Yavin. Rabbi says, I got another chiluk. Isla chayri. There's another one. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo noy b'chol avoidus. It applies to all the avoidus of the korban. Loch l'v'shlo l'chov ain't noy b'shchita, only applies to shchita, and therefore it could be that that's why it is unique in that it has specific kulos, because it doesn't pertain throughout the korban. Okay. Loch l'v kizaisim, another lom the shesugya. Loch l'v kizaisim. You had in mind for the Eichlim, Kazesim, Shloilo Eichlim, Kazesim, the Shloilo Eichlim, again, is not like Rabbi Elazar. It's like Rabbi Elazar, the moment they have in mind, Shloilo Eichlim, it passes the whole thing, right? Says so you can't have it in mind, it can only be that they come to eat later on. But before Rabbi Elazar, Eichlim, Kazesim, if you had in mind for the eaters, that they should eat a Kazayas, the Shloilo Eichlim, Kazesim, and the non-eaters, Shloilo Kazesim, it's kosher. Eichlim, Kazesim. If you have in mind that the eaters should get kazesim, the people can't eat because you can only get chatzi zesim, kosher get kosher, it's certainly kosher. Because they don't have a chile kosher in the carbon to render the carbon unfit. However, he just denies the whole Gemara because he doesn't paskin like this. Actually, he should bring it down because of this case. I don't know why it doesn't. Loch lav kechati zaysim. If he has in mind that the ochlim should only get half his eyes, v'shlo loch lav and the people who don't eat it kechati zaysim, they should also get chati zaysim. So everybody's getting half zaysim. Why are we passing this case? Monica, what are you talking about? Israel's a machshava l'kosher. If it works, we machshir the korban. Beimach Shoyle Psul, should possible Korban as well. Because the Chatzis Zaysim for the Oichlim works, the Chatzis Zaysim for the Ein Shreinim Molchim should work as well. It should be possible. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. It said, we have a brisa which tells us elsewhere that this is a vow machshava, Mishnah which tells the vow machshava to make the karm kosher. In the Niyat Tamon, half is Zayis. The Niyat Tamon, what it says over there, if you have my people thoughts, Locha kechati zayis to eat a kechati zayis at the wrong time. Ulakti kechati zayis to imak to have a zayis at the wrong time. We each and only have kosher. The car remains kosher. It doesn't become a pigle. Why only shein achilo v'aktor mitzdarfin? Only because achilo and aktor don't join together. Apples and oranges. Achilo is for human beings. Aktor is for shemayim. But only because of that. Were not because of that, they would be mitzdarif. So here, we have in mind for Yankel and for Beryl and Shmerel, each of them a chati zayis lecho, and for Reuven and Shimon, each of them a chati zayis, and they can't be ochlim, so they're mitzdar. Each of these are mitzdarif. Because here it's not achil and akhtor, it's achil and achira. So the two join together. If the two join together, so it reverts to the halach at the top of the page, loch l'kseisim, shlo loch l'kseisim, and therefore it's kosher. Again, the tiv is only where it's not, where the achila is, where the one is achila, one is haktorah. Now the thing is, it's not 100% accurate, because after all, not because of that. That's okay, because in the Gemara, we're just using the chilas the Gemara gives over there. But the thing is that we said before that if for the Ochlim you have in mind the Zaysim, and the Shalol Ochlim you have in mind Chatzi Zaysim, it's certainly kosher. Why? Let them be Mitzdarif. It shouldn't be any better. And we have Ochlik Zaysim, L'Sha'enim Ochlim Kazaysim. The Shayim Ochlik Chatzi Zaysim, they'll just be Mitzdarif with each other. So we have this, yeah, but we said Kavachomer that's kosher. So I guess the Kavachom is just this, you know, a superficial one. In other words, if we're all then get a kazayis, it doesn't passel. Certainly when each one gets a chatzizayis, even though they're mitzdarev, it certainly doesn't passel. Again, because the pasel, lochlev, shlochlev, according to this gemara, is a valid carbon and it's kosher. Okay, now for some reason, which I don't fully understand, except to say, like we learned previously, the Rishami sometimes goes back. Shachto, you know, parallel sugyas are spliced together without the seamless nature of the Bavli. Shachto she diskaper bochatzi chaburasa. Same case we had in type of lamadal on base. You shachto the only chatzi that have the chabur should get a hold of it. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's taka possible. Back there we said it's kosher. Here it says it's possible. Nasakim makpis kaporas elu leelu. Because you're making the kapora of one contingent on the kapora of the other. Right? There was the chatzi. Since you have them, they're all menuyim. You're making contingent the kapora of certain of them and the kapora of others of them, and that renders it unfit. Is that clear? You have a half of your toilet, the chati chabura, which you are, the chati chabura you are not mechavin on. It's still part of the carpet, right? And the carpet, because they're menuhin, and the carpet's contingent upon them. But they you didn't have them in mind, so therefore it's possible. Now I think this is really like Rabbi Lezer. I'm not sure it makes sense without Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is the one who said that if you 100 of them, and one is puzzle, and you had it in mind, it's puzzle. So it's the same idea if you think about it in essence. There were 50 and 50, right? And I had in mind 50, not the other 50. But when I had in mind the first 50, yet the other 50 are menuhim, that means the first 50 are kosher, but the other 50 are puzzle. But they're part of the chabura. So therefore, the whole thing is puzzle. Okay?
They had
to yeah. Included in the thoughts. In the Cohen's thoughts. No. So he says it's not kosher. No, but it's similar in this kind. Not before we talk about where some of the people can't eat because of a physical disability. Now talk about where some of them can't eat because they were left out of the thoughts of the Kohen. So saying that that's similar. Still no good?
So you're saying that that's not considered Shalom Ochlov.
Right. Again, Shalom Ochlov would have to be Shalom Ochlov, Shalom Ochlov, according to Rabbi Lezer. It cannot be talking about the Shashchita. I mean, Shalom Ochlov, the Tarish Chita had in mind Ochlim, and later on, Lo Enam Ochlim joined, right? But here we're talking about a case where you intentionally preclude it. You know, I can make it better. Here we're talking about a case where you intentionally precluded Eichlin. You took Eichlin and you precluded them. What right did you have to do that? You had no right to do that. They're valid subscribers plus they're Eichlin. By virtue of the fact you excluded them, you ruined that for everybody else as well. It's like a Migo. Migo that you passed some Eichlin. People who can they start to eat, you pass on the other ones also. Still don't like it. I don't know, maybe you're right. I don't like it that much either. I'm not sure I like it so much either. I don't know. Yeah, but ask you. So it really has to be like Rabbi Lezer. Let's repeat that. Maybe it'll work this time. Like Rabbi Lezer, if you shecht it for members of the Chabura, which are Enam Ochlim, and you have them mind, even though they're members of the Chabura, apostles, right? So here, there it's talking about Enam Ochlim because they're sick. Here you create an artificial category of Enam Ochlim. The Enam Ochlim category you create is people who you left out of mind. Now, this is now, again, if the Kohen gets a list, and he only has in mind the list, this would not be so difficult. Because the list could be incomplete. But here, he specifically excluded them. You have to say here, he specifically excluded that group. And since he specifically excluded them, that's what makes them problematic. Okay? Since you specifically excluded part of the people, knowingly, yet they are part of the Korban. They're part of the Menuhim of the Korban. So that means that you made it an internal Ochlov Shlo Ochlov, which is no good. The only Ochlov Shlo Ochlov, which is good, is like the Menuhim of Shlo Menuhim, when it's either external, or you had no thought at all to the Lo Ochlov, but later on the Lo Ochlov joined. But where at the time of Shechita you created a class of Enam Ochlim, and who had that in mind is Enam Ochlim, even though they're part of the subscriber base, he says that renders it possible. Again, like the Rambam. Chiddush. Bavli never learned this way. Bavli learned Eichlov Shlo Eichlov straight up. Right? If some of the people can Eichlov, some of the people can't Eichlov. As long as some of them can be Eichlov, that's good enough. But the Yerushalmi's learning that that's only true if at the time of Shechita you had in mind completely Eichlim and you didn't create a new class of Enam Eichlim.
This is a persona non grata list.
Right. Right. The people who are precluded. Excellent. Okay, now Rabbi Yosef said it's kosher. He said it's kosher. That's really what Rabbi Yosef said back here. He also said it's kosher. It's Rabbi Chagai who asked Rabbi Yosef. It's Rabbi Chagai instead of Rabbi Yosef who said, that the only time it's possible where nobody can eat, but where some can eat, some can't eat, it's okay. So really that's Rabbi Yosi here as well. It's Rabbi Chagai in front of Rabbi Yosi there. It's Rabbi Yosi here as well. Says more no. But Ma'achsorat Inor, Rabbi Yosi Chazer Reber the Sugi a second time. Chazer Rabbi Yosi, he changed his mind. And he passed. Amar Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Pinchas said to Rabbi Yossi, "Loken often Rabbi Dijus Rabbi that it's kosher." Amrleis, he said, "Hakfir kabech komasmera, it's stuck into you like a nail, huh? Take out the nail." Truth is, Rabbi says, of course, he was complimenting him. He says, "I see, you have a good zikara. Sure, your things stick to you like nail, but this nail, he's saying, you got to remove." Sorry. Okay. Now, shachta kaidem. Getting back to the mission, shachta kaidem. It should be. It's a big typo. Shachta kaidem l'tami. Possible. Share the korban pays before the korban tami. It's possible. Lachar chatzos miyad. Kosher. Still, even still afternoon, it's still kosher. Kaidem tami even before the tami. It's kosher. The tani came. We learned to the bread price. So you only caught a pesach l'tami. If the pesach came before the tami. Yeah, I might say lo yuchar atami. You can't do tamid afterwards. Right? So that's the question. Says maybe once I do the pace, I can't do the tamid. Even if I missed it, or for fouling, however it's mana bato carbono. Let's do the pace out straight beyond the time of tamid. Tamulomer taset. No, it says it's a kevus hashni taset ben arbaim. The word that says superfluous riba teaches that even if you have the market coin base first, still to the tumid afterwards. I mean, said Mastisa Amra. Our Mishnah teaches us this. It says our Mishnah, the Pesach is kosher. Tumid kosher. Vad yishiechem b'maris b'doma. Actually, zorik tama tumid. So what does it tell us? If you shech the Pesach before the tumid, you can still do the tumid. So it's busy, you can still do it. You keep mixing the blood of the Pesach until you do the blood of the tumid, so it says you can do it, right? Uter Pesach can be shlo kodmo. If you're going to say that the korban tumid afterwards cannot be done, so don't say it comes before the korban tumid, say that there's no korban tumid on that day, right? Tama, now Gorgor goes on another issue. Excuse me. Tama, I told my Tom Tommy Vevor Koin LePesach. Elsewhere you said that Vevor Tommy come before the Pesach, and only afterwards you put the Pesach on the Mizbeach. Pesach goes before the Ktoris, but Ktoris, Tavas Neres, Ktoris goes before Tavas Neres. The Kotam Arachim. Here it says, however, that you do the Dama Pesach immediately after the Dama Tamid, before you do the Evorim of the Tamid. It's a contradiction. Before we learn the Evorim of the Tamid, right next to the blood of the Tamid, here we're learning Dam Tamid, Dam Pesach, then the Evorim afterwards. So he said the obvious answer, Rabbi Lo, Kam Chai Chai Meshachut. Where the Karpe is still alive, so you push off the Shechita Karpe, so we have to finish the Tamid altogether. But here, we made the mistake of shechting the Karpen Tamid before the pay, the Karpen base before the Tamid, so you can't constantly mix the blood. So right after the Dam of the Karpen Tamid, before you do it, see more of your Makriv, the Karpen Pesach's done. I show you this a Pesach. So we shech to the Karpen Pesach, Alachomet! Avir Blu says he transgresses a lot. Rabbi Amir Afa Tomid, also the Tomid are a Pesach, who transgressed the same law. Rabbi Shimon Amir Afa Pesach bar Bosa Lishmo Chayim. If Shem Kor Pesach for the name Nisan Lishmo, you're Chayim al Lo Tishchat al Chomit Stam Zivchi. Shalo Lishmo, if you shechted Shalo Lishmo, then you are part of your exempt, because Pesach Shalo Lishmo on Erev Pesach, of course, now Val Korban. Ev Sharkos Vachim, other Korbanites, since they're crushing even Shalo Lishmo as a Korban, if you don't fulfill your Chiv, Shalishm Sharkos Vachim, Ben Lishma Vishalolishma, Wawan! Potter. You're exempt. Why? Because now to sacrifice the Merit Pesach. We sacrifice the Korban Pesach. Why is that? Because it's after the Tamid. So they're all possible not because they're not valid Korbanos, but after the Tamid. So therefore, you don't transgress Losishchat Achamit Tam Zivchi. However, Uvim Moed, if you transgress Tam Cholomoed, the Korban Pesach, Lishmo, Yishev Lishmo, it's a Pasul Korban, so it's Potter. Shloishmo, Yishev Lishlo Lishmo, so it's a Val Korban Chayev. Yishev Kosvachim Ben Lishmo, Yishlo Lishmo Chayev. Because all the Korbanos, it makes no difference, it's a Chayev regardless. Chutz min Achat, Yishlo Lishmo, Yishlo Lishmo, that's no good. it's not a good korban altogether. So if it's not a good korban, you don't transgress. When you shaf no chomoy los ishchat chomitz dam zivchi, even if you have chomitz in your possession. How do I know that there's a love involved? Don't check the chametz, the blood of my korbanos. Only no person who checks. How do we know the person who does rikas adam? When he possesses chametz, that he's a sinner. Emphasis on blood, okay? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak, I got a problem with this. Mimashu mischayev al hazrika. If you're going to be chayev on the zrika, you obviously shechted on the chametz, right? So you got the zrika on the chametz. So it must be that lo sishcha chametz dam zivchi does not render the carbon possible. Because if the karma was possible after Shechita, you couldn't be chayev on the Zrika. Because by that time, we're already dealing with the karma possible. The karma possible, you're not chayev if you do your own chametz at the time that it's sacrificed. We just learned the Mishnah. Right? Any karma sacrifice after Tamid, for example, you don't transgress the Tishkan chametz tam zivchi. So it must be that the Shechita on the chametz, we flag you for it, but your karma pay is still kosher. Right? Otherwise, again, you can't get the concept of Zrika Bipsul. So, I'm not sure you told me, Mashim is Chayav Zrika, Adam Rav Pesach Hatzel Kosher, the teacher pays himself as Kosher. Until then, I'm Rav Yasi, not necessarily. Truth is, maybe if we share the Koran Pesach, then, Bench Chita Zrika. Or another possibility, should Azeh Shochi one coin Shechlev, is Azerik another coin the Zrika. And therefore they're both Chayev, because each one is independent. Tani Chizkiah, however, Tani Chizkiah said, you know what, Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. I'll tell you, you know how you know it's kosher. I'll tell you, you know it's kosher until the Zrika, because it says Dam Zivchi. HaTorah calls it a zevach. The Torah calls it a zevach. You're a valid korban, even if you had dam. So Sishcha Alchem, it's not dam ha-korban, but dam zivchi. Meaning it's still my korban, even though you had dam. So even though we get malchus, it doesn't render the korban unfit. Rabbi said, Ilui d'tinit so chizkiya. If not for chizkiya, I would say that shtikl Torah. What's so difficult? You think the carbon is not, if the carbon is possible, I can't give you a chattas? I can't flog you? I can do whatever I want to. The raya is shchut echut. That's what the Noam Yerushalmi and the Nier bring down. Lieberman brings down. Shchut echut. It's possible carbon, but we flog you for it. So too, you're the same thing. Okay? What happens if you take a along these lines, take a mincha which is already possible, and you make a chomet that says that something like lo yachmit is a mincha. I'm making that possible, but there is a possible like that. It's like to that effect. Okay? So, I remember what the possible is. But anyway, I'm a chomet is a psul, it's tiny, tiny chayv. Some say chayv, it's tiny, tiny pot, some say pot. I'm a chisaban, I'm a chayv. Bishnif slam machmas chimutza. It was possible when you started, but you made a chametz, but it was possible because it became chametz. And we passed in, like the carbonator brings down, yesh mechametz achar mechametz. You make something more fermented after it's fermented already. So that's why you're chayev for making chametz, because even though the psul was possible already, it was a possible of chametz. And the more you make a chametz, the more you're chayev, okay? So that's why you're chayev. Manamar Potzi says your potter, Bishalo Nipsla Maras Chuzakos Potzakos Nalias, like no sorrow, something like that. So they're not really arguing. They're just giving different scenarios. When you chayev for making chametz, when the psul already had was that was chametz before. When you potter for making chametz, when the psul had before, and is another one. Okay? Hikdir Imurim al chametz, if you are Makdir Imurim al chametz, not Shechita. Put the Nimurim in the Korban Pesach or any other Korban. When you still possess Chametz, Istani Chai, any other Korban on Pesach itself. istani tani chayiv, istani tani potter. Some say chayiv, some say potter. Ma'adam archayiv, you said chayiv, big type of here, points on the carbonator. Shri ma'adam archayiv, shenema lo sishchat v'lo yalin. Do not shecht on the chametz, and it should not rest on the chametz. Right, what does it mean it should not rest? Something which has isser of halona. What has an isser of halona, leaving something overnight? Imurim. They become noser in the morning. So lo sishchat ha-chametz dam zivchi is going on b'lo yolina boker zevach chag ha-pesach. It's going on something which, if it stays overnight, becomes puzzle, right? Which is the meat of the Korban Pesach, becomes noser, and it's saying, nevertheless, that, oh, no, I'm sorry, the morning of the Korban Pesach, which becomes noser, we leave it over. Of course, the meat of the Korban Pesach, same thing, right? You're not eating on chametz. But even the morning, which are called lo yolin, because this of halon applies to them, you also transgress lo sishchat if you have chametz at the time when you're doing halona. If you have chametz at the time of Akhtoras Imurim, you also transgress because Imurim also in the parsha of halona. I hope I didn't confuse you. I probably did. But let me try again. If you have chametz when you're doing the Akhtoras Imurim, that too is lo tishchal chametz dam zivchi. Hi, it's not the time shchita. It says in Pesach, lo tishchal chametz dam zivchi v'lo yolin la'boker zevach chega pesach. So we make a hekesh. We connect the two. He said, anything which you transgress halona, it's possible to shech los to be over los ishchat. And well, halona is relevant to the morning, because the morning which became left overnight are possible, just like the meat which came left overnight. Okay, ma'adam ar poter, he says, poter holds is because of zivchi. Has to be a kosher korban, and this is obviously no longer the, well, it says here. Ma'az vichu shim yuchedesh shim akevetz al kapara. This has to be a korban, which has to be the zevach. Ma'az vichu yuchedesh shim akevetz al kapara, just like the shchita, is essential that it's essential for kapara. You can't get a kapara without shchita. You have to act the imurim. So there, the only translation of sishon chametz dam zivchi is something which has to do with the shchita. As opposed to act the imurim, supposed to be imurim, she'en ha'makvin is a kapara, because they're not essential to the kapara process. So therefore, if you own chametz at time to react to the morim, you don't transgress. Molek ofel chametz. What do you do malika of a bird on chametz? Istani tani chayev, istani tani potter. Shocking, right? Some say chayev, some say potter. Ma'anem ar chayev, dam yikomakom, it's dam. It's blood, spurts out, right? Ma'adam Arpati says, exam zevach. It says zevach. Zevach means shchita. Yotzov, sheino zevach. That's not shech. He holds not that way. So zevach is dafka shchita. The dimmi is not enough. But the more it does mean, the more it has guilt pangs on this. Rabbi Yaakov has avdi boikum Rabbi Yesa. Ma'adam Archaev Nicho, he says, Chaev understands, dam. Ma'adam Arpati, my timer. He says, Potter, well, what's the pshat? Now, it's a very difficult concept. He already said pshat. He said it's not a zevach, right? But I think that the pshat is that the manamar says chayev. This is the way I understand the question. Manamar is chayev. I understand why he needs a pasuk. Because it's not comparable. It's really not a zevach. So he needs a pasuk of dam. But the manamar says, you potter, why does he need the pasuk of zevach? It's pashut not the same thing. There's no comparison between the two, right? My time, the way the Gemara is asking my time, it's why I need a pasuk, right? Time on the Yushami sometimes means pasuk. So why I need a pasuk? That's the thing the Yushami is learning. So I'm related, he said a very interesting answer. L'meidim should be onesh l'mashbiach, and a couple of other mefarshim say mechamayim. L'meidim onesh l'onesh. I'll tell you why. Because he holds, I can learn a punishment from a punishment. That I can do. But me'ein le'meidim mi'onesh l'ptur. But I can't learn the yipater from an onesh. In other words, maybe just like you get the onesh on the korban itself, you get an onesh on malika. I can learn from an onesh to an onesh. Can expand the gedorim of onesh, give more malchus and more punishments, gevaldik. But I can't learn that if I give an onesh in one place, I'm potter in another place. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe I get an onesh over there for some other reason. That's a pasuk of zevach to preclude that even by Malika, it's not considered to be warranted to get Malkus or whatever penalty or Chatas because we see that it should be, it's not considered to be a Zevach. Okay, we'll stop here for today. This is where I got up. We did two blocks, so.